This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Buffalo School Board did pass a $1.1 billion budget for the next school year in a slim 5-3 vote last night. Board member Larry Scott is joining us now on the WBEN Trocar College Live Line. Larry, you cast one of the three no votes. We know it was a tense meeting. What can you tell us?
Good morning, Brian, Susan. I'm speaking as an individual board member this morning. Yes, it certainly was a tense and long, I think, over 6-hour meeting total. I really felt strongly that we needed to restore the cut of 11 counselors and 8 social workers and school psychologists. Last year and this year around budget time, we heard from parents, we heard from mental health staff, we heard from teachers over and over and over about the importance of mental health staff, as well as music programming, music teachers, and reading teachers. And unfortunately, there were others that didn't feel as if this was a critical piece to restore, and that's why we did have the narrow vote or a few board members that did vote in support of approving the budget.
If I remember correctly, going back a little bit, the budget was initially a little bit bigger and did not include some of those job cuts. And the thinking was, well, you know, in this budget that passed yesterday, you're using almost $79 to $80 million in reserve funds to cover some of the expenditures. You had this reserve fund in there, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but the thinking was, well, we're already using almost $80 million of it, and let's use a little bit more, and we'll just keep the jobs. What happened there?
Yeah, and to that point, it would have been, I think it was estimated about $2.5 million to restore those positions. I think, to be quite honest with you, I came out with a statement publicly, first in our work session last week, and then I posted a public statement about my position on this, was critical of our spending millions of dollars on a couple programs. And I knew, I predicted that a few were going to be highly offended by that. I expected then for there to be attacks on my character as a result, and that did occur. What I did not expect is that we would have board members publicly say last night that they were opposed to having more mental health staff in our schools, which is surprising because some of those board members are the first ones to highlight how significant the social, emotional, mental health needs are of our students. When there's an incident that is tragic, they are the first to say our students are traumatized, and some of them certainly are, and they're the first to say that they need more mental health support. And so it was shocking to me to hear them publicly say that they were opposed to having more mental health professionals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In our schools.
You know, Larry, not to get too far off the rails, but there is a line of thinking that's out there that kind of goes something like, well, We keep hearing that the problem's worse and worse every year. What have we been doing for the last decade? Increasing the amount of mental health staff, resources, counselors that are in the school. And the problem only seems to be getting worse. So if we're increasing the numbers and it's getting worse, is increasing the numbers doing anything? Where do you fall on that?
Well, I think especially coming out of COVID, there was an uptick in the amount of incidents, the severity. However, I have heard from some folks on the grounds that in particular schools where there have been additional supports, that it has impacted or lowered their suspension rates and discipline referrals. And district-wide, there has been a trend, even though there was an uptick coming out of COVID, there has been a trend of some decrease in suspensions. It seems as if there's still a small group, small percentage of students that are still struggling greatly and displaying some very intense, significant behaviors. But district-wide, as a system, I think there are some signs that the increased support from our mental health professionals, as well as community-based organizations that we have certainly incorporated into our schools, has had a positive impact on our students.
Larry, is there an update on the independent investigation into allegations of the district covering up abuse cases?
There is not anything significant. However, since the last time I was on, it has been confirmed that now that the district is doing the request for bid, that we're following their timeline. So the bids close May 30th, and everything then is with the timeline that I've seen will then take us to our meeting in June 18th, where it would be recommended to us a firm or security organization to conduct the investigation.
So June, this firm is recommended. From what you're expecting right now, when do you expect action to be taken? So, right, the firm then comes in, then the firm does the investigation, then they deliver a report on the investigation. The end result of all that, what are you expecting in terms of a timeline?
I'm going to go back to the last special meeting we had. I think it was last week. My expectation is we would appoint a firm, and it would began May 15th with that firm. So I'm not optimistic, even with the timeline that I've seen, that there is going to be agreement and we are going to be able to move forward come June 18th. Until we get there and the board takes action, it's hard for me to say when those next steps of the investigation will begin.
Larry, we're in the final weeks of the school year. Superintendent Tonja Williams-Knights ending her tenure. What's the latest on the superintendent search?
So our firm, Erie One Bosse's, gave us an update. A good portion of it was in public session last night. They did what's called their thought exchange, which was an online survey asking community stakeholders to provide input on what they want to see from the next superintendent. They then met with several stakeholder groups, students, teachers, unions, community leaders, cabinet, district members, and gathered input. And from there, they shared that input publicly and with us on what was shared from those surveys and those meetings. And our next step from there is to we have a training meeting coming up next week, kind of prepare for interviews. And then following that, we will conduct the initial interviews with selected candidates. And then there'll be a finalist interview by the end of June. If everything goes as planned, potentially we could, if we come to an agreement, have somebody named by July, I would say.
Well, Larry, as always, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate the time. Larry Scott, Buffalo School Board member, joining us as the board passes narrowly a budget for the next school year that includes job and teacher cuts and some spending in that reserve fund, a $1.18 billion budget.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.